KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 20 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies here today. A chance of a few flurries, a high of 22. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Roadways around southwest Iowa are mostly partially covered with snow, with the exception of Interstate 80 between Des Moines and the Stewart exit, which is completely covered with snow and or ice and icy overpasses this morning. So do take caution if you're planning on heading west, or rather east, I should say, toward Des Moines. And the tow bans have been lifted in Cass, Pottawatomie, and Adair counties. In the news, sheriff's officials in Guthrie County are continuing to investigate the death and butchering of a cow, the remains of which were left in a ditch in the southern part of the county. Deputies were investigating a rural farm site burglary in southern Guthrie County on Christmas Day, and while checking neighboring farms north of Menlo, they came across blood on the snowy roadway and noticed raw cow flesh and hide in the ditch next to a cattle corral. The gate to the corral was ajar, and after walking into the adjoining pasture, deputies discovered a cow had been butchered behind the corral. A person or persons unknown had killed the animal and gutted it. The cow's head had been removed and the cow had been cut into two pieces, dividing the front and rear quarters of the animal. The rear quarters were missing. The loss was estimated at about $2,000. Authorities say the act was committed by a human and was executed very precisely. Those involved in the crime could face possible misdemeanor charges of trespassing and livestock abuse, as well as felony theft and felony criminal mischief charges. Iowa House Speaker-elect Linda Upmeyer, a Republican from Clear Lake, announced yesterday that Representative Tom Moore, who is a Republican from Griswold, will serve as the vice chairman of the House Education Subcommittee. Upmeyer said, as a former teacher, Representative Moore will continue to make education a priority in the state budget. Moore will also serve on the Education, Environmental Protection, Human Resources, and State Government Committees. He was recently elected state representative during a special election for House District 21 to fill the seat left vacant by the death of Jack Drake. The appointments become effective at the start of the next legislative session, which begins January 11th. Cass County Health System Foundation is offering a $10,000 scholarship to students who are enrolled and have been accepted into a nursing or medical doctor training program. The scholarships were established by a bequest from the Louis and Elsie Hansen Fund. John Mulgard, CCHS Foundation board member, said the Hansons believe strongly in the importance of education, and he believes they would be proud to know that these scholarships are helping our students become well-trained medical professionals. He says it's not only an investment in the student, but in the health of our community, too. The Louis and Elsie Hansen Memorial Scholarship was established to benefit Cass County High School graduates who are enrolled and have been accepted into a College of Nursing or Medicine leading to an LPN, RN, BSN, or MD degree. Two $5,000 awards will be presented. Consideration will be given to the applicants' scholarship, citizenship, and leadership abilities. Applications are available at area high school guidance offices and at the foundation office at the Cass County Health System. It can also be downloaded at www.casshealth.org. In 2015, the CCHS Foundation was able to award three $5,000 scholarships. Recipients of the Louis and Elsie Hansen scholarships were Courtney Jensen of Atlantic, who's attending Iowa Western Community College for her RN, Samantha Friend and Emma Mathieson, who is from Atlantic, who are attending Mercy College of Health Science for their BSN degrees. The scholarship applications are due on April 1st. If you'd like more information, you can contact Dawn Marnin, CCHS Foundation Director, at 712-243-7409. A traffic stop Saturday in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of a passenger in the vehicle on drug charges. Fremont County Sheriff's Office's deputies made contact with a vehicle that had been stopped for mechanical issues on the side of the road in the 2300 block of Highway 275. When the Fremont County Canine Unit deployed a narcotics canine, the dog indicated the presence of a controlled substance in the vehicle. A search of the vehicle revealed paraphernalia used to ingest marijuana and methamphetamine. The passenger, 35-year-old Clinton Gabriel Cook of Sydney, was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. Cook was transported to the Fremont County Jail and later released on $300 bond. Additional charges are pending. Mills County Sheriff's Department released details Monday on five recent accidents and one arrest. On Saturday, Mills County deputies arrested 45-year-old Herbert Cecil Hatcher of Shenandoah for OWI first offense and driving under suspension. He was being held on $1,300 bond. On December 23rd at about 8:30 p.m., a 2002 Ford driven by Daniel Vornbrook of Glenwood was traveling north on 221st Street just south of Deacon Road when the vehicle went out of control due to the icy road. Van Brooke slid into the ditch and his vehicle struck a tree on the passenger side. Bornbrook was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center following the crash by Glenwood Rescue, while a passenger was transported to UNMC by LifeNet. Two passengers, children in the vehicle, were transported also to the UNMC by ambulance for treatment of minor injuries. Also on December 23rd at around 10:13 p.m., a 2000 GMC Denali driven by Marco Spencer of Omaha was traveling southbound on 221st Street, just north of Aston Road, and lost control while turning on the road. The vehicle struck a power pole and came to rest on the driver's side facing northbound. Spencer was partially ejected and flown by helicopter to the UNMC. The passenger, Marquise Spencer, sustained or suffered minor injuries and was taken to the UNMC by Silver City Rescue. The road conditions and alcohol, authorities said, were possible factors in the crash. On Christmas Eve day at around 2:03 p.m., a 2004 driven by Patrick Colwell of Glenwood was southbound on Pease Road and slid through a right curve, causing the vehicle to leave the roadway to the left. The vehicle rolled into the ditch onto the east side of Pease Road and came to rest on its passenger side. The roadway was covered with snow at the time. No injuries were reported associated with that accident. On Friday, Christmas Day of 2012, Ford, driven by Kim Hewitt of Council Bluffs, was stopped at the railroad crossing, waiting for the train to pass in the 19,400 block of Bungie Road. A 2007 Toyota, driven by Bernice Rivkin of Chicago, Illinois, noticed the stopped vehicles waiting for the train, but was unable to stop herself and slid into the back of Hewitt's Ford. The eastbound lane of Bungie Road was ice-covered at the time. No injuries were reported. And on Saturday evening, a 2015 BMW driven by Leah Ruska of Lincoln, Nebraska, was traveling westbound on Highway 34 near Levi Road in Mills County when a deer popped out of the ditch. Ruska was unable to avoid hitting the animal and hit it head-on. The deer went underneath the vehicle, causing it to be disabled. There were no injuries reported. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported the arrest on December 22nd of 19-year-old Brandon Lane Barrett of Afton. Barrett was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for probation violation, and he was being held at the Union County Jail without bond. And deputies in Union County investigated two separate accidents on December 24th. At around 12:20 a.m., pickup trucks driven by 20-year-old Dylan Hudson of Arisbe and 20-year-old Brandon Parsons of Diagonal were rounding a curve westbound on 240th Street in Union County when both vehicles went out of control. Hudson's 1995 Dodge Ram 2500 entered the ditch and hit a tree. Parsons' 1998 Chevy K1500 followed the Dodge into the ditch and hit the side of Hudson's pickup. Hudson complained of pain and was transported to the hospital in Creston. No citations were issued. Damage amounted to $10,000. The second accident happened at around 10:20 a.m. Thursday in Creston. Authorities say 17-year-old Elijah Hoyt of Orient was traveling south on Cherry Street Road when a non-contact vehicle in front of him began to slow. Hoyt told deputies he applied his brakes and lost control of the SUV he was driving because of the snow on the road. The vehicle skidded into the northbound lane and hit a 2007 Chevy Cobalt driven by 20-year-old Justin Quinier of Creston. The SUV then entered the ditch while the car spun around and came to rest in the northbound lane. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts. Quinier suffered from possible minor injuries and was transported by ambulance to the Creston Hospital. Authorities say Hoyt was cited for failure to provide proof of insurance, accident-related. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.